All right, so back to Sandwich Quest.
All right, so I'm staring up into space looking for answers, and I hear and there's like a little food court area at the Mart, not connected to one particular restaurant, just anyone can go there and sit down and eat.
Now, by this time, are your dogs hurting at all? Your feet? Are you thinking about foot first podiatry?
Yeah, you know.
847-352-9221.
You can't hurt to think about them.
Yeah. All right. Well, if they hurt too much, you should go in and have them looked at.
Definitely.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. They fixed my foot.
Mm-hmm.
I have beautiful feet now. I can't wait for you guys to see them this summer.
Yeah. Oh,
that's and some open-toed sandals. Some Grecian-style sandals.
Oh, my God.
Laced all the way up to my, all the way up
Stop
my calf.
Stop it. I'm trying to work.
All the way up my calf. Really
Stop
tightly.
It. I'm serious.
Okay. Sorry.
And I'm walking through this little food court area, and I hear, hey, Brendan Greeley. And I was like, yeah. Like, yeah,
what? Okay.
I came back. I came back to reality. And he's like,
oh, shit, I am.
Who, me? Where?
Why'd you have to remind me?
I hate that fuck.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, wait, yeah. It's like, hey.
It's just a character I play.
Right, like Alex Jones.
Yeah. Just a character. Come on.
It's not really me.
No, I'm not approachable. I'm not a bro. I don't give a shit about anything you think I do.
I don't even like sports.
I don't like rap. I don't
Bat
like...
on the street. Fuck that. That's why I killed that guy off. Fuck it. What's your question?
So he's like, I listen to the Dollcast. I'm a subscriber. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
What do I care? I don't see one fucking penny from that thing.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
Figure out you got me pissed off.
That's really cool. I appreciate it. And he's like,
no,
yeah,
you don't. He's
like, yeah, you're right. I don't. Get the fuck out of my way.
I have to say that.
So I was like, what's your name? And he said, Rob Palmer. I was like, all right, that's awesome. Great to meet you. And then I said, thanks again for subscribing. And then he was saying something else. And I was already like, we got another one coming
rude.
Up today. We got another one on the way today. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, you know.
Steamrolling over him.
I was awkward. It was an awkward end to the conversation, but I think he took it well.
What's his name?
Rob Palmer.
All right, let's check.
Like when somebody puts "ha" on a text chain
too quickly,
that means we're over.
Right. I kind of
Right. Maybe. You're like, well, got another one. Better get running to it.
Right. Yeah.
Can't stay here talking all day doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see him in the files here.
Uh oh. Hope I didn't lose
him. Well, no, I mean, are you sure that's his name?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty sure it's not going to work in the
database. I hadn't had my turkey yet.
Robert Palmer. All right, we're good. Let me go ahead, let me check his files. He's still active.
Oh, good.
Been with us a long time, too.
Excellent.
Going all the way back to the very beginning. Thanks, Rob.
Oh, wait, I just got a tweet from him. At
Met Brendan Greeley at B Grease today. Total asshole.
This is our
very disappointed. Hashtag very disappointed. Yeah.
Our social media message of the day brought to us by Fabrini's Flowers, fabflowers.com, 888-885-2000. From at Roberticus, Rob Palmer. Nothing brightens a lunch hour like running into a celebrity.
Oh, look at you. Making people's days.
Celebrity.
Oh my God.
Please put some quotes around celebrity next time. Got to say hey to the great Ed B. Grease from at Steve Dahl Show. So everything worked out great.
Yeah.
Man, I was overthinking it.
You going to favor it? You going to heart that? Brendan?
So you can I'm continue to half-ass it and people will still like you. Gary Meyer.
Terrific. And all right, so I was, this is where it gets hilarious. All right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to like this.
So far, it's been pretty good already. So.
So then I'm meandering about and there's a bunch of people waiting for the elevator. So I'm just going to take the elevator because they're up on the second floor of Merch Mart. That's where you get off the train, like the L pulls into the second floor of Merch Mart and mm-hmm. some of the restaurant, the food courts up there. So I'm going to go down to the first floor. I think the elevator is going down, but in fact it's going up. So I'm going up with a bunch of people. So like, fuck, that's, you know, I'm not having a good day. And
until hey, I was recognized again in the elevator.
Then the next thing he knew, he was up in some tech startup, and
I actually
now he's got 5,000 shares of.
It was a packed elevator, and most of the people got off on floor 5, which was where Bosch Tools is. So I was like, okay, I'll get off.
That's what I use. I use Bosch.
There you go. So all the signs there are Bosch, and I don't know if they have the whole floor, but everyone else there seemed to work for Bosch, and they could tell I was not part of the crew.
You knew you're the new VP.
Kind of like when I saw Trump at Snap-on yesterday, and he looked at all the wrenches and stuff like, what are these for? What do people do with these?
Right. Yeah, I looked out of place. They're like, who's this guy tailing us off the elevator? You know, he's not Bosch material.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, just kind of hung around for a few
minutes. You look more like a dreamer rather than a builder.
Mm-hmm. I didn't immediately want to show that I'd ridden the elevator the wrong way, so I was letting them walk down the hall a little bit first before I hit the button.
Hey, guys, I got a bone to pick with you guys about World War II.
So I acted like I was looking for an office or something or looking for something, and then I came back, and after they kind of gave me the eye, some of the people, and then they went on their way. They were bringing their lunches back up or whatever, coming back from lunch. So they dispersed, and I hit the elevator to go back down. Fifth floor coming down, elevator opens, and I walk into noted Yelp reviewer Mike Dahl on the elevator.
Really?
He's like, what the
fuck? He works in the mart.
He's like, Brendan, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm trying to get a gig over at Bosch. Yeah, don't tell your dad.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Please keep this cool.
He's like, I'm up on 13. What are you? He's like, what the fuck? What are you doing in the elevator?
So you were up at ConAgra? Yeah. I went up to see if I get some cereal or something. Yeah. Some Frontera chips.
Any wheat thins or anything?
He was on the way down from, you know, he was going to lunch or something, so he was on his way down and picked me up at 5, and it's like, so we rode down together. He was just laughing the whole time. Like, why? It's weird to run
of all the elevators right. in Chicago.
I just got lost on the elevators.
Finally, like, I've been coming every day.
What's up, bro? Yeah. What's happening?
You're a hard man to get a hold of.
Hey, can you get me on some ConAgra VO work, man? I know you guys crank out a ton of spots.
Any idea where to get a good turkey sandwich around here? No, but
I'm sure Mike knows, man. Mike likes to get his lunch on.
Yeah, we parted ways. We had a good laugh, and then I made my way over, walked up Kinsey, not Hubbard, where you could find El Porcellino. That would have been a good lunch.
Hey, there was a story. I saw a story about Chance.
Chance the rapper, yeah.
Eating at El Porcellino.
For sure. He had his big birthday party Sunday at Studio Paris.
But before that, they ate at Il Porcellino.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah. So you know that's good.
Mm-hmm.
If Chance the Rapper likes
Chance
it.
Chance approved, man.
And me. And all of us, I guess. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 59 West Hubbard.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And if you mention Steve and Chance at El Porcellino,
mention me.
You get a Steve or Spumoni.
He celebrated his 24th birthday Sunday with a party that doubled as a fundraising event for his charity, Social Works. According to Page Six, the party raised over $100,000 for the cause, which focuses on the empowerment of the youth through arts, education, and civil engineering. Tickets were reportedly blah, 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 blah. Ticket holders get the chance to see in action along with performances by Ludacris and T-Pain.
Yeah. Cool as that.
Maybe I clicked on the wrong
link.
Well, not the one that says Il Porcellino. So. But it does say they ate at Il Porcellino, had a private reception at Il Porcellino, and then went upstairs after that. Began with a private reception at Il Porcellino, a casual chic Italian restaurant. But like, we're like cooler than Chance, man. Yeah. We've been on this thing for like...
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.